Morning. We are on Mem Tes Amar Aleph. Smack in the middle of the page. Amar Ula. Okay? There was a machlokes between the Chachamim and the Shimon vis-a-vis Mekadesh who tricked a woman for the betterment. Good morning, Yisrael. No coffee?
I had it.
Oh, you had it already?
I came and I don't know where I put it, so I just have to go.
All right. Hashem should help you. So we were discussing a machloikas. Last time we said in the Mishnah, when it comes to Shvach Mammon, where I said it was silver and it really was gold. So there, the machloikas Chamin of Shimon vis-a-vis Mekadesh, who I tricked the woman, where is that machloikas that apply? That machloikas only applies, says the Gemara, B'Shevach Mammon, when it comes to the increase where it's better vis-a-vis money. Aval b'shevach yuchsin. For example, if one is mekadesh and isha saying he is a mamzer, and it turns out he's only a givoni or whatever it is, which is that he's only asim b'divrei chachamim, divrei akol ein mikudesh, according to everybody, it's not a good kiddushin. Even Reb Shimon, who said before would be good switching from silver to gold, here it's no good. Says the Gemara, my taima. What's the reason? Because after the woman says the following, Misana derav mikari lo baina, I don't want a big shoe more than my foot. It's a mushel, right? Meaning, no, but I don't want a bal miyuchas. I don't want to have pride. So therefore, according to Reb Shimon, it would not be a good kiddushin. Tanya nam yoch milon to the price as well, Moda Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon agrees. Im hita l'shvach yuchsin. If they get tricked vis-a-vis the increase in yuchsin in what's called pedigree, ain't a mikudeshes. They're not mikudeshes. Ravash vasnisa namidaika. I can make the inference from the Mishnah. Dikatani. It's going to say in the Mishnah later on in Amud Beis. A person says to a woman, on condition that I am a priest. Venimsa Levi, and it turns out he's a liar. He is not a liar, he's a Levi. Well, he's both. Okay? Or Levi Venimsa Kohen, or flip it. He says he's a Levi and he turns out he's a Kohen. Or Nisin, meaning he's some sort of one of these controversial conversions. Venimsa Mamzer, turns out he's a Mamzer, somebody's also Levo Lakal. Or the flip. Mamzer v'nimsa nisin, it turns out he's a mamzer, it turns out he happens to be in a sin, which is a step up. There the Mishnah says, and all of these, the Kedusha is tos, and the woman is miskadeshes. V'loi pligi Reb Shimon! And Reb Shimon doesn't argue in those cases. What do we see? That Reb Shimon Tak agrees to the Tanakama when it comes to Shevach Yuchsin. Maskiv lo marber Rav Ashi. Frekt marber Rav Ashi the following question. How can we say that Shimon is not chaylik on the Mishnah later on? Ela dikatani. Excuse me. A person says to a woman, behold, you are betrothed to me al menas. Sheyesh li bas. On condition that I have a daughter. Oh, shivcha migudeles. Or a big shivcha. That means somebody who could serve you. And it turns out ve'ein lo, this guy's got no daughter. Or he's got no shivcha. Or he says here the following. Al menas she'ein lo that he has no daughter or shivcha. And it turns out, v'yesh lo de shevach mamon hu. That's a case of what? Shevach mamon. It's identical to the silver and gold case. What's the halacha? Achanami de lo pligi. There also Reb Shimon doesn't argue. And yet we know that Reb Shimon should be arguing because he argues by the silver and gold case. So can we bring a riot from the fact that Reb Shimon doesn't argue? No. Elapalig Bereisha, Hitaka argues on the first if who adim b'seifa. He does, and just, and it also argues in the seifa. It just doesn't mention it because it's been mentioned already. Achanami here also when it comes to Shvach Yuchsin, Palig Bereisha, he argues in the first if who adim l'seifa. He argues on both. And therefore, don't bring a riot from the Mishnah that Reb Shimon does not argue on the Chachamim, because maybe he does. It's just that once they mention it once, they don't have to mention it over and over again. Says the Gemara, Hachi Hashta. What does Hachi Hashta mean? It's a faulty comparison. Hasam over there by Mekadeshim woman on condition that she has a daughter of Shivcha. There, Reb Shimon was not necessary, it wasn't necessary for him to argue. Both cases are Shevach Mamon, whether it's the Rishas deal with a case where he says he's poor and he's taka rich, whether we're dealing with the second half, we're dealing with somebody that has a daughter of Shivcha, Palig Bereshiv Odim B'Seifa. There's no reason to argue on the Seifa because clearly it's the same thing as the Risha, it's just about an increase of Mamon. Hacha, but vis-a-vis Mekadesh, who's Mekadesh, a woman, for a Levi, it turns out she's a Kohen, the Shevach Yuchsin, who, that it's a case where it's an increase in the pedigree. If Issa de Pligi, if Reb Shimon really argues, Nisnei, mention it! But he doesn't argue, he doesn't mention it. Therefore, it seems like we have a raya that Reb Shimon doesn't argue by the case of Shevach Yosef. Another answer, Ibayisema. If you want, I will tell you. Another teretz to the kasha as to why Reb Shimon doesn't argue. Hachanami Shevach Yosef. A Mekadish and Isha on condition that he has a daughter, a Shivcha, right? It's also a case of Shevach Yuchsin. The Misavert Mai Megudelis Gedola Mamish. Do we say the words Megudelis means the Shivcha is really a Gedola in years? No. Mai Gedu Megudelis. What does it mean when it says Megudelis? It means Gadelis. A Chosh of a Shivcha. And therefore the woman doesn't want it. The Amra He Lo Nechali Deshakli Mini Mini. A famous expression. The woman says, I don't want the Shivcha Chashuva, because if a Chashivas, she's going to speak to the neighbors. And I'm concerned that maybe they can hear words about me, they're my neighbors, I don't want spoken. Therefore, Reb Shimon Moda, that's Kiddushei Tos. But what do we see? Why doesn't Reb Shimon argue? Because he only argues by a case of Shvach Mammon. All the other cases, the case of the Shivcha is not a case of Shevach Mammon like we thought earlier, but rather it's a case of Shvach Yuchsin, which is a case of the increase of the pedigree. And that's why Reb Shimon doesn't argue. So you're going to say to me, Reb Shimon doesn't argue by a Shevach Mammon case, so you can't bring a riot a Shevach Yuchsin case? No. Every time a Shevach Mammon case comes up, Reb Shimon Taka argues. You know why he doesn't argue in the case of the Shivcha Migudelis? Because it's not a Shivcha Megudelis. It's a Shivcha Gadola. It's a Chashav a Shivcha, which is in the case of Shvach Yuchsin, and that's why he doesn't argue. The Gemara is going to bring additional dinim vis-a-vis Kiddushin. Tanu Rabbanan, our holy rabbis taught us. What did our holy rabbis teach us? If a person says to a woman, Harei Megudeshli, I'm a Nasha Ani Karayina. I am a Karyana. Excuse me. Then I know how to read the Torah. It's a nice stipulation. I want to marry a woman. I tell the woman, listen, the woman doesn't know me. I'm marrying you on condition that I know how to read the Torah. Once he goes to shul and reads three psukim, they're married. Because he's shown he has knows how to read. That's the opinion of the Tanakhama. Not enough to read. He only has to read and he has to type. He has to translate the psukim that he reads. Says the Gemara, Yitargim Midaita. Can he teach the psukim according to any which way he wants? V'atanya, we learned in a brisa, if you don't mehem mitargim pasuk kitzuraso, if somebody teaches a pasuk, okay, according to the specifically harei, meaning hatargim pasuk kitzuraso, meaning if he teaches the pasuk exactly the way it's written in the chumash, harei zebadoi, he's a liar, because sometimes the intent of the pasuk is not the simple pasuk of the pasuk, right? Sometimes it's the drash. There's all kinds of levels. The amosif alav, and a person who increases the taich of the mikra, and he taiches it like he wants. Harei mecharif umegadif. You know, a mecharif umegadif is somebody who is a blasphemer. Somebody he's mevazeh kadosh baruch hu. He shtachs the kadosh baruch hu because he explains things improperly, and we can't taich it in that particular way. Okay. Now, how can we say that this person's yitargim mifarish midaito? How can we say Yitargim Midaita, which means he's translating the pasuk according to his wishes? He can't do that. That's not going to help us know that this guy knows how to read. Ella my targum. What does targum mean? Targum didon. When we say in the Gemara that a person is a mekadesh a woman on condition that he's a karayna, that means according to Rabbi Yehuda he is able to yikariv yitargim. What does that mean? It means the following. It doesn't mean like as he wishes. Rather, it means that he could read the pasuk and he could explain according to Targum Ukulos that was given to Halacha Lamoshe Mesinai. Not mere tsono according to his taich. It's not just any taich. It's not just a deep taich, but it's got to be the Targum of Ukulos. And the Gemara explains, V'hani mili, these three psukim d'amr la, that called the karayna, then he's called the karayna. Okay? Aval amr la, let's say he says to kara'ana, I am a Baal Mikra, meaning he doesn't say Karayna, that I know how to read, and he picks three psukim. But let's say it's Karayna, He says, I'm a Baal Mikra. I'm somebody who knows how to read. He's not in the Kaddish, the woman. Adekari Araisin Neviyu Ksuvim Bidyuka. He's got to read from Torah, Neviyim, and Ksuvim Bidyuk. Bidiktuk. Okay, he's got to read it all carefully in a very important way. Okay, other conditions. Let's say a man says to a woman, Almanas Sha'ani Shona, on condition that I shona, which traditionally means learn. So what does that mean? What does he have to learn? What does he have to know in order to teach, in order to be married to a woman based on this tonight? So Chizki Omar Halachos. He has to know Halach L'Moshe B'Sinai. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, the Halakha Rabbi Yochanan says, what does it mean shona? He has to know Torah. What is Torah referencing? Torah Shebi Ksav. Very good. Meisvei Frek the Gemara Kashif Mabraisas Machlokas Tanoim. Eizu Mishnah. What is considered Mishnah? Rabbi Meir Omer Halachos. One opinion says Halach L'Moshe B'Sinai. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Medrash. Yehuda says Medrash, which is Sifra and Sifri. These are the halachas that come in the Tzukim, but according to all the Tanaim, the intent is not on Torah Shbichsav. Therefore, we could ask Rabbi Yochanan, who says before when he says Torah. He says if a guy says to a woman, Almanas, Shani, Shona, it's referring to Torah Shbichsav, but we just said it's either halachas or medrash. It's not Torah Shbichsav. So how could he say before Rabbi Yochanan say Torah? Answers the Gemara, Mai Torah. When Rabbi Yochanan says Shona means Torah, he doesn't mean Torah. He means Midrash Torah. The darshan, what we darshan out of the Torah, which is very similar to the opinion of Yehuda the Braisa. He says that Mishnah, Shona, is Medrash. And now like the opinion of Chizkiah, which is like Rameir, that Mishnah is Halachas. Now the Gemara adds, the Hanimili, these words, that if you Shona Halachas or Medrash, you're going to be Mekudeshes, is specifically the Amr La, you say to her, Hare at Mekudeshes li aldas Tanina, that I am a Tanina, that I'm going to learn. But if you say the words Tana Ana, I am, meaning you're defining yourself as that, you're not going to be Mekudeshes Adetani Hilchasa, Safra, Visifri, Vitosefta. You have to learn all of those things, Sifra, Sifri, and Tosefta, which is much more. Again, this means I learn versus I am somebody, defining yourself as such. You understand? Again, I spend money versus I am rich. Similar concept. Okay. Next case. Other cases where a guy's Mekadish and Isha al Tanai. Moral of the story is when you get into the chuppah, just Mekadish the Isha Stam. Don't make it al Tanai. Okay? Here we go. A man says to a woman, Almanash ani Talmid. I marry me on condition that I'm a student. Ain Omrim Kishimun ben Azay u Kishimun ben Zoma. Don't say you have to be Talmidim, right? That don't have smicha and they don't have a lot of time to learn. Elakol Shoshono so Bekol Mokum must be somebody that you ask them anything. At any time, right? Davar echad b'talmud ova amru. They could be able to respond one thing from their teacher. Va'afilu b'masechta dekala. And even if they have to respond from masechta dekala, which is something that does not have a lot of depth, nevertheless, it's called the Talmud, and therefore the Isha miskadeshes. So they have to know something. They don't have to know everything, okay? Next, Almanash ani chacham. Let's say a man says to a woman, "Mekadesh to me, unconditional that I'm not a chamin chacham. I'm not a smart guy. How smart does he have to not be? Ain omrim ki chacham yavne. We don't say that he has to be a talmud, not a talmud chacham like the people in Yavne, which of course goes back to the Gemara in Gittin, where somebody says ten li yavne ki chacham ya, or ki Rabbi Akiva v'chaver, or like Rabbi Akiva and his friends. El akol shoshonos adaber chacham v'kol mokav v'omra. But if they say to him, I'm sorry, Almanash Sha'ani Chacham. He doesn't, I feel like I'm not a Chacham today. He must have not slept enough. If a man says to a woman, I'm Mekadesh to be Almanash Sha'am Chacham, he doesn't have to be a Chacham like the people in Yad. He doesn't have to be a Chacham like Rabbi Akiva and his friends. What does he have to be a Chacham like? All he's got to do is call Shoshonos a Dover Chacham, call Makav Omra. If you ask him something of Chachma from any place, it's enough that he's able to answer it with logic. Next, Almanash Sha'ani Gibor. A man says to a woman, Mekadesh to be on condition that I am strong. Ain omrim ka Avner ben Ner. We don't say like Avner ben Ner, who's the Tsar Tzava, who's the head of the army. Of who? I don't believe Shaul or David. Right? Shaul. Or ki Yoav ben Tsruya. Or like Yoav ben Tsruya, who's also a Tsar Tzava, who also is a head of the army. Elakol shechaveru mis yarmi menu b'nei gvura. So anybody who his friends are scared of him because of his strength. Similarly, Almanash ani Asher. Let's say a guy says to a woman, Mekadesh shmi on condition I'm rich. How rich does he have to be? Ain omrim kerib Elazar ben Harsim. Don't have to be the rich as Elazar ben Harsim, kerib Elazar ben Azariah, like kerib Elazar ben Azariah. El kol shem bnei iru mechabdin osam im neosha. Always got to be wealthy enough that his friends, you know, treat him with respect because of his wealth. Doesn't have to be like Donald Trump. Okay, next. Let's say somebody says, Amanash and itzadik. A man says, woman, let's mekadesh to you on condition that I am righteous. Afilu Rasha Gamor, even if he's a Rasha Gamor, the guy does averes all day, they're still mekudashas. Listen to this, what a line. Shemehirur b'tshuva midaito. Because maybe he had a thought of tshuva in his head, and it turns out once you have a thought of tshuva, you taka do become a tzaddik. Remember that today when you do an averu, just think of tshuva, you can still be in the tzaddik leisure. Don't do an averu based on that, but if you do. Almanah shani rush, let's say a guy says to a woman, mekadesh to me on condition that I am an evil person. Afilu tzaddik gomer, even if he's tzaddik gomer, it's still mekudeshes. Why? Because maybe he thought of Avodah Zarah in his head. Now you should just know, this is based on another Gemara Kedushin, that the only Avera that counts in the standings for thinking about it is Avodah Zarah. And that's why the Gemara here to single out the Avera of Avodah Zarah and not any other Avera. Asara Kav, now the Gemara is going to talk about specific measures that were given to the whole world. Asara Kav and Chachma, there were 10 measures of wisdom of Torah v'Derech Eretz that were given to the world. Yard Dulol, they were given to the world. Tisha Not Laretz Yisrael. Israel got 9 of them. Ve'echad l'chol olam kul. The rest of the world got 1. Let's move to Eretz Yisrael. Okay. Asara Kav Yofi Yard Dulol. There were 10 measures of beauty given to the world. Guess where they were given? Tisha Nitl Yushalayim. Yushalayim got 9 measures of beauty. That's why it's called Yushalayim Zelzov. Ve'echad kol olam kul. The rest of the world got 1. Next. Asara Kav Mashiris Yard Dulol. There were 10 measures of wealth that were brought to the world. Tisha Nadla Romi. Rome got 9 measures. That could call Olam Kul. And the rest of the world got 1. Asar Kav Manias Yardula Olam. There were 10 measures of poverty given to the world. Tisha Nadla Bavel. Bavel got 9 measures. That could call Olam Kulo. And the rest of the world got 1 measure. Asar Kav Gassus. There were 10 measures of arrogance given to the world. Yardula Olam. Tisha Nadla Elam. The name of the town was Elam. That could call Olam Kul. And the rest was given to the rest of the world. Says the Gemara. You know what? We'll stop right over here. We'll continue Mir Tzeshem tomorrow. Good luck, everybody, on your Bechiras today. If you have them, I know freshmen don't, but everybody else should have good luck.